You know, there might come a point in your life where the student becomes the teacher, and it usually happens. Sometimes, like, the parents end up, the children end up being the parents over the, because the parents got too old and they got senile or something like that. I don't even think you have to be senile. I think it's something to do with TV, something to do with CETL and stuff like that. But anyway, that's another story. Anyway, long story short, you learn, depends on the person. Some people get stagnated and some people just keep going. So what I like to do is I like to see, you know, I like to watch a lot of channels just to see what they're teaching and then bring it back to the scripture, you know. You know, a lot of these esoteric people, these New Age, esoteric, occult, the occult, New Age, esoteric, a lot of times they think they got something new, but the Bible already talked about it, you know. They just didn't crack open the Bible, you know. And what blows your mind, what is today? I think it's today. I don't even know what day it is. When you do a lot of research, you forget what day it is. Sometimes I have to check the time, check what day it was, and make sure I was on track here. So the esoteric people, the occult / esoteric people, because they didn't go to the Bible first, they go down these rabbit holes. And where it ends up leading them is they think they're God and they think they got something new, right? When the scripture is very clear, the Bible, that the wisdom of Solomon, the knowledge of Paul, the experience of Paul, Jesus, none greater than John the Baptist, right? There's a lot of men in the scripture that knew what was going on, you know. I'm going down the highway. I got to make sure I can see. I got some ice on my windshield. I need to invent a scraper that really works. Somebody needs to invent one. Trying to get settled, then I'll get in the flow here. But the esoteric occult people think they got something new, but they don't. It might be beyond common knowledge that the average person don't really think about it. But I remember before I saw into the unseen that I would read a lot of these books. And they would talk about different levels of thinking, like literal, figurative, symbolic, esoteric, metaphorical, spiritual. I would be reading those books about these people writing about different ways of thinking, and it just wasn't clicking. And then I got saved. I dug into the Bible. I wanted to rightly divide the Bible because that's what it says to do. And I spent many years, 40,000 sermons, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's my own study as well. And then I read Revelation like 8 times, and I saw where it said, count up the number of the beast, first the number of man, right? 666. So I spent 5 years studying 666. I saw 666 everywhere, and I was kind of depressed. I said, Lord, I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like it. Help. I don't know if that's when he made me read the book of Leviticus, but he made me read the book of Leviticus. He had to show me it was about the blood, you know. And those sacrifices point back under the Old Testament. It was not human sacrifice. The thing with Abraham and Isaac, that was just God was testing him to see if he would obey even a crazy request like that, you know. But the ram caught in a thicket, stopped it. And the ram was the substitute. But that was a type and shadow of God sending his son. Abraham, God had to test his heart, see if he was real, if he was the real deal. And God already knew, but he had to show Abraham. And it's possible, but the pagan religions back then that Abraham was familiar with, that he was confused probably, and he thought, well, maybe, you know, he just, I don't know. But he did it. He was going to do it. But it was symbolic of God sending his son to die for all humanity. Now, those pagan religions, all of them started from Genesis 3, where the devil is a spiritual being. He could understand that there was going to be a, he said, her son shall bruise your head. So he already knew, and so he put that in all the religions. And a lot of people get mixed up, the esoteric people get mixed up, say, see, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob religion is no different than these. Well, the angels are outside of time. God's outside of time. And so they could write into the script of the Gentiles a certain, tell them to do a certain thing, right? The devil, who's the God of this fallen death cult that we're in? The devil. And so if it's a death cult, you know, all the religions would do that. And you know, it's the witches, the warlocks, and all these people, you know, they think, well, they're still thinking sacrifice. So in other words, they think this way: in order for me to get ahead, somebody has to be sacrificed. They might even say their parents need to be sacrificed so they get their property or something like that. You never know what people are thinking. But the sacrifice was already paid. It's already finished, so you're already blessed. Now, you might have to go get a job and blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, but even then, if you find a job that fits you, that you enjoy, that you like, a career, then it's not really sacrifice. You're getting paid to do what you enjoy. So, long story short, if you don't get saved, if you don't receive Christ into your heart by faith, Lord, come into my heart and save me. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. Please come into my heart and save me. If you don't get saved, you're going to stay in the delusion land, and you're going to end up worshiping yourself. You're going to think you're God. And you'll never escape the occult esoteric because you never got born again. And so the devil's got you down all these rabbit holes, and you think you're above everybody else and all that stuff. But I don't care. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And they think they're so smart. And they think they got it together, when in reality, the devil has fooled them. We're talking about a spiritual being that's been around a long time, and you got 70 years here, and you're fighting against that. 70 years versus 7,000 or more, however long the angels were around. And not only that, we're talking about a spiritual being. Even the archangel said, the Lord rebuke you, to the devil. He wouldn't even argue with the devil. An archangel wouldn't even argue with the devil about the body of Moses. The devil is trying to pull him into an argument to deceive him. And the angel knew that it was a trick. So the 666 pushed me to cry out, and God showed up on the scene via the Shekinah glory. And hallelujah, I didn't fall into the dark side. They all tried to pull me in. They tried to pull me in gematria, numerology, the Essenes, the esoteric. I'm sure there were some witches out there trying to pull me into witchcraft. You don't need witchcraft. It's right in front of you. You've already been blessed. What are you talking about, witchcraft? Just pray about it. Ask God and He'll give it to you. Why would you need witchcraft when all you do is pray to God? These people are stupid. I'm going to cast a spell on them. How you going to do that? We're covered by the blood. What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? How you going to cast a spell on a born again? I'm going to get me a voodoo doll, and I'm going to do this. If any of it works, it's only because God is chastising that believer. God scourges every son he receives. So let's say they do have a key to some kind of dark side manipulation thing. Okay, let's say they do have some kind of key to mess with you. Well, guess what? If you're saved, God only allowed it to discipline you about something, to fix something in your heart, you know, to get you right. They don't have any power because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Hi, will you use McDonald's app today?
Oh no, you're gonna cast a spell. The only way they can cast a spell to the believer is they can throw words into your ear gate. They can call you up and be cursing on the phone, or they can call you up and be always negative, or throw fear darts, try to brainwash you, use a neuro-linguistic programming. The only way they can do that is put some kind of fear dart, you know. And you know, if you got somebody always around putting a fear dart and they're always in drama and always in chaos, you know that's a demonic spirit, right? The Draco-Ma system, the Draconian system, is drama. And so the drama system is a wave, and that wave is trying to capsize your ship. Your body's a ship. So the waves of the devil and the drama and the Draconian system and the agents of the devil is always trying to hit you with a bunch of waves of stuff. You know, you can see when you're under attack of a devil is because the devil's from another realm, so when he takes a dart and fires it at you, you're just going to feel like three or four of them because he's from another dimension. So he can shoot one dart and it hits you, and it feels like three or four darts, you know. It manifests down here. Oh no, I got a plumbing leak. Oh no, I got an electrical problem. Oh no, I got a flat tire, you know. But once you see his game and there's no new game, and you see that everything repeats and there's nothing new under the sun and everything is the now, you can always be prepared. Always be prepared. Every 5 years, get you a new battery. Always plan on buying some tires. Always plan on having you a charger to charge your battery. Always try to pay a... Let's say you had a big bill that you know is coming up at the end of the year. Pay a little bit each month or put a little bit aside. Or just bite the bullet, work some more hours, and just pay it off. There's really no new game, people. You know that the devil's going to attack you through Bill Gates and the medical system and all systems are designed to actually destroy you, not to help build you up. So just had to become your own doctor, I hate to say it. Back in the day, see, before we had the internet, everybody was ignorant of all these games. The only trick now, because everybody's getting some knowledge, the trick that they're doing this is deep, but the saved people can't stop you. I mean, the devil can't stop the saved people. I almost choked on some food. The devil cannot stop the saved people from seeing this, but the esoteric people, they can't see it because they're caught up. But what they're doing now is they're saying, we're all going to rise up together and fight this system. But they don't realize they're believing a lie through their esoteric side, that they're all going to be one and they're going to rise up against the new world order. But it's a trick. They're actually falling in. See how slick the devil is? He's a multi-level chess machine. He's a chess player machine. And so they're falling into the 666 hive mind, and all this so-called esoteric wisdom without the scripture. They're all saying, we're all one, we're all love, 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 love. And they don't realize that they're going to be tied to the hive mind. And they'll never hear the gospel, because anybody during the tribulation is that preaches the gospel, they're going to cut their head off. And so the esoteric people are rejecting the gospel, the truth, because they think they got some higher knowledge that the devil gave them. That's why it's dangerous. Because the very trap that they think they're escaping, they're actually building. It's all love. Yeah, God is love. But not everybody's in love. Not everybody's in love. And just because you have some knowledge that allows you to rise up a little bit, a few notches on the totem pole, you saw how you were destroying yourself. Even though you rise up in the totem pole, you're actually destroying yourself by rejecting the scripture, the Bible, and Jesus. Being born again, you're destroying yourself even more. We're going to fight the new world order, and we're going to bring in the Age of Aquarius. Well, the Age of Aquarius is the game. It's the hive mind. They're playing you like a fiddle, and you don't even know it. Playing you like a fiddle, and you don't even know it. You're stepping into the trap and think you're getting free. The esoteric knowledge, apart from Jesus, takes you down a rabbit hole of the 666 Age of Aquarius cube hive mind, where you'll never be here. You'll never hear the gospel, and that all the humans will be tied together, and you'll be forced to worship the beast. Probably an AI beast. The man of sin. The machine man. It's really sad.